When I was growing up, I loved to play outside. I loved to catch frogs in our pond, go canoeing and climbing trees. I loved to play football and soccer. I wore cargo pants and knew how to use a saw and a hammer. And most of the time, I was dirty. Apparently, these are things that only boys are supposed to do. I was supposed to play inside with dolls and tea sets. I got called a tomboy a lot, and I hated it. I hated how it made me feel ashamed of who I was. Some of you may think, I've heard girls call that before. What's wrong with that? This label made me question who I was to my very core, and it comes with the connotation that I wasn't a real girl because of the way I acted or the way I dressed. I wasn't pink enough. There was a little too much blue coming out in my personality and my appearance. There was this box labeled girl that I was supposed to fit in, and when I didn't fit in it just right, I got called names. There might be many of you out there that identify with this story, that the pink and blue dichotomy just doesn't make sense to you either. It took me a long time to claim my identity. I am a woman, and I don't need a man to do anything for me. Tea time is boring, and I didn't need to practice with dolls to be a good parent. I am bold, loud, strong, and fearless. I wear blue, and I prefer whiskey over wine, and I kill my own spiders. For many years, though, I struggled deeply with my identity. I was torn apart from the inside out of who I knew myself to be and who I thought I needed to be to fit in. There was violence and chaos within me. And for a good 15 years of my life, I was in a mask, hiding the true me, trying to convince everyone, including myself, that I was everything that they wanted me to be. But I wasn't. Many young people find themselves wrestling with gender identity. Some discover themselves to be transgender, some non-binary, and some that just don't fit into the societally prescribed boxes of blue and pink. I'd be lying if I told you I had it all figured out for myself. But when I stopped trying to be someone that I wasn't and began to understand who I was and how God loved me, not despite, but because of my gender personality, is when I finally understood what it meant to be at peace. We hear Jesus talk about peace, but when we think to be at peace, we are conditioned to think of peace as the absence of war. Our experience and teachings have taught us this, that peace is merely the absence of violence and chaos. It's silence and stillness. It's inaction. So I have to ask, does that sound like something Jesus would give us? Jesus, the guy who flipped over tables to fight injustice? Jesus, who spoke out publicly about injustices happening in the government and the church? Jesus, who became a wanted man because of these teachings and kept on teaching? Jesus, the guy who was willing to die to stand up for the justice of humanity. I have a very hard time believing that Jesus was like, hey guys, I would just like to leave you with the absence of war, tension, and violence before I die so that you can live passively. No. The peace Jesus gives here is eirene, which comes from the Greek word eiro. Eiro means to join, tie together into a whole. The peace that is eirene is God's gift of wholeness. That is a much different kind of peace. Peace that is wholeness. Wholeness. That is what Jesus wants for us. How often in our lives do we spend weighed down by stress and anxiety, feeling unsure of ourselves, or feeling like there is something wrong with you? Yeah, I feel that. What would it look like for you in your life to have eirene, this wholeness, Peace in ourselves, that is wholeness, is not just the absence of tension. It is the presence of love and a fulfilling life, of being who you are and knowing that you are worthy in exactly the way that God created you. Each of us has to find it in ourselves. You are already a whole person. You just have to find it deep within you. Find the whole person that God created, not the one that others think you should see. Have you heard the story of Moses finding his Irene? The Exodus reading for this morning is about the beginning of Moses' life. We don't include this in the Revised Common Lectionary, which is the set of readings we hear each Sunday for worship, so you may not have read this since you were in Sunday school. See, Moses was born a Hebrew in Egypt. Yeah, we know this much. We know the story of Moses being put in the basket and sent down the river where he was safely scooped out by Pharaoh's daughter. But what you may never have considered before now is this very moment shaped his entire identity. His sister Miriam watches over him as he floats down the river and then basically tricks the Egyptian princess into letting Moses' own mother care for him at this early time of his life. So he is grounded in his identity as a Hebrew during this time. Then he is raised into adulthood as the son of an Egyptian princess. He would have learned their language and customs. He would have learned who the important people were and where they lived. He would have learned their dress, culture, food, rules, their ritual and religion, and their very way of living. Then Moses has an internal struggle with his identity. He is both Egyptian and Hebrew. He is both the oppressor and the oppressed. And the intersection of his core identity is in turmoil, so he runs away. He is looking for his Irene. But that violence and that chaos is raging inside him as he wrestles with who he is. Is he a traitor? Is he somehow created wrong for who he is? But God knows. God has made him and shaped him and knows exactly who he is supposed to be. God reveals his Irene. But how? Did you ever stop and wonder, why Moses? Why this guy? Was it just because he was in the right cave at the right time? Could God have just chosen any random Hebrew person? I don't think so. Moses' intersectional identity made him uniquely qualified for the task that God was calling him. The great I Am said, go, I am sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people out of Egypt. You who knows my people and you who knows them. You who can feel the pain of your siblings, and you who can talk to them and be invited into spaces that no one else can. You who knows their culture and our culture. You who loves them and loves us. You are the guy. You are created for this. God knew his Otsam. In our psalm for today, we hear that God knows us deeply, that God knit us together in our mother's womb. In verse 15, it says in the ELW translation, my body was not hidden from you, while I was being made in secret and woven in the depths of the earth. The word we see here as body is otsam. In Hebrew, it is our frame, our bones, our substance. God knows Moses' otsam, his substance. And when it is revealed to him, he finds his Irene and responds to God's call. God created and revealed my otsam too. And God created and is revealing your otsam, your substance. What is your otsam? Who is the person that God uniquely and intricately wove together to be you? Each of us has to find that in ourselves. that you are already this whole person. Today is the day that you are called to be you, to find your Irene. Because God wants you, not a you that is hidden or a you that tempers your personality or your identity to fit what other people think you should be. Maybe you're gay. Maybe you're a lesbian or bisexual or pansexual or asexual or heterosexual. If you know that about yourself, you are already one step closer to finding your Irene and the Otsum that God created in you. Maybe you are male. Maybe you are female. Maybe you are transgender or non-binary. Or maybe you don't know yet. Or maybe you just wish we would stop putting girls in pink clothes and boys in blue clothes and live into the diversity of gender expressions and identities without expectations. Guess what? God created your Otsum too and called you, exactly you, not despite who you are, but because you are who you are. When you find your Irene and your Otsum, there you will find your call from God. Jesus says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you." May the gift of the Irene of Jesus Christ be with you always. Amen.